Hey, what's up? Just wanted to say thanks for checking out my station. If you ever have any questions or comments on tech or anything happening in Silicon Valley, let me know. If I don't know the answer, I'm always glad to look into it for you. Talk to you soon.
And that was Silicon Valley Beat. They've got some pretty great content here on Anchor, so definitely go check them out. Glad to have them call in to our station. Check us out too. And who doesn't love tech? There are so many cool things when it comes to technology. I mean, whether it's phones or TVs or drones, I mean, there's so much cool stuff out there. I'm a pretty big tech guy too. So since we're talking about tech, let's take your opinion and let me know what you think is better, Android or iPhone, and let me know why. So, who will be first?
I'm calling regarding your Android or iPhone, and I am an iPhone user. And I think, you know what? If you don't have an iPhone, you don't have an iPhone. Now, I have to admit, I've never owned a Droid, so it might not be a good person to give a unbiased opinion. I know people that have used both, but I love my iPhone. I can't imagine changing from an iPhone to a Droid. That being said, I do know people that love their droids. So, my vote, though, is definitely the iPhone.
Thanks there, Jennifer, for your call in. So you say iPhone and faithful iPhone supporter. Both of my sisters actually have iPhones. I personally have a Samsung Galaxy S7. I've been Android for about the last 3 years, but am looking to possibly make the switch. So who's gonna call in next and tell me why or why I shouldn't switch from Android to iPhone? Taking your calls here on the Tornado Joe Show. Android UX, thanks for tuning into our station. Just Jennifer said that iPhone is the way to go. So, being Android, what's your opinion? Time to weigh in. Good Thursday afternoon to everyone here on the Tornado Joe Show. Hope everyone's having a great day. Interesting article I found out about some of the mobile data speeds here for 2017. A lot of you may have noticed that your speeds may have decreased, actually, over this past year. And that is because of introduced unlimited data plans. So the networks are more congested, and because the networks are more congested, your speeds are being slowed down. Speeds are actually down about 2 megabits per second across the Verizon and AT&T networks. Now, T-Mobile was the first to actually relaunch the unlimited data plans, and then AT&T and Verizon followed behind while hurting their own networks in the process of introducing unlimited data again. So it'll be interesting to see if we go back to data caps in the near future, or if Verizon and AT&T decide to cap HD video streaming to help with the speed problem. Be interested to see. Hope you guys are all having a great day, and subscribe to us here on Anchor.